Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 580, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, you made it to the end of the week. Happy Friday. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions and I answer them for you. Remember, if you want to send in an audio question, first, it makes me super happy, and you get to have your question answered on the show by me, just go to the short link, oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call and leave a message at 61 I love OHD. As I always say, I want this to be a space where you can find relevant and good information. Why might I be qualified to give this type of information? In case you're wondering about my credentials and my education, I have my doctorate in public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master's of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. Okay, now all those things don't always qualify someone to be able to speak to these things because sometimes we are biased, sometimes we're skewed. So what I like to do for these shows in particular is present the data. What do the data say? What does the research say? So with that, let's hear today's question and my response with supporting data as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Kristen Vicieto, and I'm calling to ask about intermittent fasting. I'm working out at a gym right now that's very into that intermittent 8-hour or 7-hour window during the day where you can eat. My question is, does this promote weight loss and or muscle gain and or energy? And also, could this possibly contribute to the onset of diabetes if in fact your blood sugar gets too low and you're getting kind of jittery? And I hope to hear your answer soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your question, Kristen. About 3 years ago now, a colleague of mine handed me a diet book and said, I just finished reading this and it sounds really promising. Would you mind taking a look at it and letting me know what you think? It was a book on intermittent fasting. I did hold up my promise and actually read it cover to cover. I gave him my feedback, which I'm going to share with you here, which he listened to with an open mind. I thought, okay, here's another fad that's quote-unquote in right now, but it'll pass soon enough. Well, here we are, 3 years later, and we're still discussing it. I still get questions about this fairly regularly. Now, that's not a bad thing. In fact, part of the reason the idea of intermittent fasting has grown in popularity is that there are some studies that have examined its effects on body weight. Plus, it doesn't hurt that A-list celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Jennifer Lopez have been very vocal about their successes with intermittent fasting. While this diet approach may not improve your singing or acting skills like J-Lo or give you superhero powers like the Wolverine, it's important to consider the pros and cons. Let me start by describing what fasting and intermittent fasting are. By definition, fasting means the complete avoidance of food. Intermittent fasting means that you will still eat, but with larger lengths of time in between meals and snacks. Some intermittent fasting programs suggest limits on how many calories you can eat. For example, some may allow one meal during a fasting day that makes up 25% of your calorie needs for a typical day. So let's say you need to consume 2,000 calories per day. If you're following this plan, that would mean your one meal should be about 500 calories. So in general, there are three types of intermittent fasting diets. There's alternate day fasting. Here, you alternate between days you can eat what you want and days you're supposed to fast. Then there's whole day fasting. You fast 1 or 2 days per week, and on the other days, you can eat anything, anytime. Then there's time-restricted eating. This involves a routine where you only have a certain number of hours to fast and a certain number of hours to eat every day. Okay, now we need to discuss whether any of these are safe and effective. There are some studies that have found benefits, such as weight loss, reduced body fat, and lower total cholesterol levels. Sounds really good, right? Well, on the other hand, researchers have also found that intermittent fasting may be just as effective as watching what you eat and reducing your daily calories. Short-term intermittent fasting may reduce body weight and body fat because by fasting, your body relies more on your fat stores for energy. This has been shown especially within the first 24 hours of fasting and seems to peak between 18 and 24 hours of the fast. Also, fasting has been shown to increase metabolism in the short term. So at this point, this is sounding really good, right? You might be convinced, let's do this. However, as always, you must ask yourself, is this right for me? When we look at longer term studies, most of the ones I mentioned earlier were done in the short term, like 1 to 6 months. Researchers are finding that very low calorie diets do not have better long-term weight loss results when compared to less extreme diets. Also, when they study these diets, they often use young, otherwise healthy folks. In fact, many of the studies included athletes. Since most of us aren't young, healthy athletes, we need to be sure that this eating pattern is right for us. Plus, there are also some risks for nutrient deficiencies. You could lose some muscle mass, and there's the possibility that you'll actually gain more weight, possibly as fat weight, if and when you go back to a typical eating pattern. But if you're one of those folks that find yourselves snacking way too often throughout the day or always eating too much during meals, then intermittent fasting may be a reasonable way to restrict calories for weight loss in the short term. Some researchers, though, have found that others can overeat to compensate after their fast. So again, you kind of have to know yourself and your habits. So back to your specific questions, Kristen. Could intermittent fasting lead to fewer muscle gains or cause diabetes? Some health professionals believe that intermittent fasting may harm athletes. Research in this area is sparse, so we can't really say for sure what may or may not happen over the long term. What we can say is that not eating means you're not consuming energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, which we know are important for athletic performance and recovery. And then to try and make up for all those missed nutrients after the fact, well, this could lead to overeating. One study did find that male athletes following an intermittent fasting diet experienced reduced speed. But without specific studies looking at muscle gains and muscle losses, we can't really say what's happening. Similarly, we can't say whether or not intermittent fasting may cause diabetes because we don't have studies on this topic, so we just don't know for sure. There are some folks, though, that I would advise avoiding this style of eating. This would include those that currently have diabetes, especially those that are on blood sugar-lowering medications. Those that don't have diabetes but have chronically low blood sugar, they're not going to probably want to do these kinds of fasts. The elderly, children, pregnant and breastfeeding women, these are also folks that probably don't want to try this type of diet at the moment. I also wouldn't recommend fasting before exercise. You may end up fainting, or worse, due to those low blood sugar levels, which can make you feel weak and jittery. That's not great if you're trying to lift a heavy weight, especially. So as always, definitely check with your personal physician before beginning something like this, just to be safe.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, Kristen. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. Thank you for being with us for another week. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.